W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The talk of
ABC News. I'm Justin Finch. The UN says since November 5th, another 200,000 people have fled northern Gaza. Fighting is also intensifying in and around hospitals where Israel says Hamas militants are hiding. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Israel.
The Israeli military says that it controls the northern part of the Gaza Strip, but there is still intense fighting there. We saw those street battles ourselves. We were told that Hamas is still able to pop out of those tunnels and fire at Israeli troops and tanks, and they're still able to fire rockets into Israel. It gives you a sense of just how long this war could still last.
Today in Washington, a march for Israel is planned on the National Mall. As many as 100,000 people are expected to attend. As a Friday night government shutdown deadline approaches, the House is expected to vote today on Speaker Johnson's bill extending funding for government agencies through mid-January and early February. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a new bill to get guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic violence in Wisconsin. Monique Binkins is director of End Domestic Violence Wisconsin. She says many domestic violence deaths are preventable.
Domestic violence and firearms are a lethal combination. Victims are five times more likely to be murdered when their abusers have access to a gun.
Convicted abusers in Wisconsin have been able to legally have guns since a state Supreme Court ruling last year. More than a million people in Wisconsin will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car. A week from tomorrow is also expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For the talk of Green Bay, WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabba. Green Bay public school students might be looking at an extra spring break thanks to the NFL draft. The district is considering starting school a week early in August of 2025 so kids can have off the week of the NFL draft. The district will have to apply for a waiver from the Department of Public Instruction. Wisconsin law does not permit schools to start prior to September 1st. The NFL draft will be held in Green Bay April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Appleton police continue to investigate a late-night gunshot that was heard downtown over the weekend. Appleton officers patrolling on foot heard a disturbance around 2 a.m. Saturday morning and responded to the 100 block of South Walnut Street. While they were breaking up a crowd, they heard a gunshot nearby. Authorities searched the area but couldn't find the suspect. They did, however, find a shell casing. No one was injured, but police are asking any witnesses to come forward. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis with 35 points hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' fifth all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
I mean, first, salute to Michael Redd. I mean, he's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to from time to talk to.
Baseball, reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
As Craig Counsell with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 58. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear sky tonight, lows around 43. High of 60 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 30.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Yes, ain't that peculiar? Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm your guest host today, Stu Daniels. And Earl will be back later this week. He's just taking a few days off. Hope you're having a good day so far. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. And by the way, if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. The phone number is 844-967-2789. And the next subject that I want to get to is aging and cognitive decline. Have you ever noticed that some people continue to do fine into their 80s and 90s, but most people don't? Obviously, once you get past the age of 50 or so, they say, your memory starts slipping and you actually lose some of your brain volume. Okay, your brain actually starts to shrink. But some people, even though their brains shrink to some degree as well, some people in their 80s and 90s stay sharp. They retain their memories. They have youthful energy and they enjoy life deeply. Okay. If you are a member of AARP, this new study that just came out about aging and cognitive decline is in their monthly bulletin that just came out. It's the cover story. It's based on a study from the University of California, Irvine. They're doing a 90 plus study where they studied 1,600 people who are in their 80s and 90s over a long period of time to find out what it is or what is it about these people who maintain their cognitive ability into their 80s and 90s. What do they do that's different or that the rest of us might want to consider doing? There are 7 secrets, according to the study, that will help you to maintain your cognitive ability, to help you to keep your memories, and help you to age more gracefully. We'll go over those 7 secrets after I give you a little more information. This study by UC Irvine is a research project examining successful aging and dementia in people 90 years and older. These people are called super agers that are able to maintain their cognitive abilities and their memories. Super agers. And a super ager, by the way, is someone over the age of 80 with an exceptional memory, equivalent to someone 20 to 30 years younger. So super agers, by the way, are quite rare. Less than 10% of the people who signed up to participate in the study have the memory and the mental capacity to meet the criteria for being listed or noted as a super ager. Okay, now that doesn't mean that less than 10% of the overall population are super agers, because obviously if you're going to sign up for this study on super aging, you might have reason to believe that you yourself are a super ager. But of all the people who signed up for this super ager study, less than 10% of the people who signed up were actually chosen for the study because they had to meet certain criteria. So, in other words, super agers are quite rare. So, you may know that for most people, memory peaks between the ages of 30 and 40, and brain volume actually begins to decrease in our 50s. But with super agers, their brains shrink at a slower rate. They're able to maintain the volume of their brains, even though their brains are still shrinking to some degree. And their memory cells, the memory cells of super agers, are super sized. So they actually have larger memory cells. And they also have what's known as more social intelligence cells. So they're able to deal with the outside world easier, right? And so why are super agers immune from cognitive decline? Well, according to this new study from UC Irvine, super agers seem like they are able to overcome normal wear and tear on their brains, so they can overcome these issues. And one of the main reasons is, well, they think it may be related to genetics. Longer life and healthier cognition seem to run in families. So there may be some genetic bearing on it. Also, life achievement. Okay, people who've achieved a lot in their life, these high achievers are more likely to be super agers in their old age. Also, another thing that can make a super ager immune from cognitive decline is their lifestyle. Okay, that has quite a bit of bearing on how we age, both mentally and physically. The lifestyle of these super agers, it seems like they have a very active physical and intellectual lifestyle. They constantly challenge themselves. They have a very active social life, and they it seems like they believe in moderation in all indulgences. Okay, we've heard that before. Moderation. That seems to be a pretty important thing. And I do have a list of 7 secrets to aging. So how do we age better? What can we do to maintain our cognitive abilities and to actually get into our 80s and 90s and still be able to enjoy life to a great degree? So here are the 7 secrets of the super agers. This, again, according to this new study from UC Irvine, where they studied 1,600 people in their 80s and 90s. It says here that super agers control their blood sugar and their blood pressure. It says here that super agers tend to have healthier blood pressure and blood sugar levels than the general population. They control both through medication and by eating a high nutrient diet. Older adults who follow an eating pattern rich in whole grains, vegetables, leafy greens, nuts, berries, and fish, and a diet low in red meat, butter, and sweets, slowed their brain aging by 7.5 years and kept thinking and memory sharper, according to a 2015 Rush University study of 960 older adults. So that is a that's from a different study, obviously, but they say, these people who put together this UC Irvine study, that that's one of the keys. Okay, that's number one of the seven secrets of the super agers. Control your blood pressure and your blood sugar. So secret number two is super agers talk to their friends a lot. Older adults who connected every day with others had less shrinkage in key brain areas than those who seldom had contact with pals and relatives, according to a 2023 Japanese study in the journal Neurology. Perhaps that's why memory declined fastest and furthest in people who felt lonely most often. That's according to a 2022 University of Michigan study that tracked 9,000 U.S. adults for 20 years. Okay. Super agers talk to their friends a lot. The number three secret of super agers says here that super agers avoid stress and prioritize mental health. A recent 3-year Danish study found that depression doubled risk for dementia. And a 2023 study found that those with high stress levels had a 37% higher risk for memory problems compared with those reporting low stress levels. Another study found that older adults with depression who got treatment, including medication and talk therapy, were up to 32% less likely to develop dementia over 10 to 14 years than those who did not. All right. Super agers avoid stress and prioritize mental health. So those are the first three of the seven secrets of the super agers. What do we got here? 9:17 and a half or so. Do we have, how much time do we have until the break, Calvin? About a minute, right?
That is right.
Okay. I'll give you one more of these before we head to the break. Secret number four of the super agers, they prioritize sleep. During slumber, your brain clears away toxic waste that builds up early in the development of Alzheimer's disease. A 2022 Canadian study found that trouble falling or staying asleep 3 or more nights per week for 3 months boosted the risk for worsening memory in older adults. And they say, don't rely on drugs. Prescription drugs don't help with that, they say. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
That's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
That not only is there 2 shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa. On the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret, every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock now. Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. He'll be back later this week. And just before the break, we were discussing super agers. These are people who in their 80s and 90s still have a still have their memories, are very active, and have not experienced the same kind of cognitive decline that most people experience. And so what is it about these super agers? How do they do it? Well, there is a new study from the University of California at Irvine that where they studied these people, 1,600 adults in their 80s and 90s, and what made them different. And as we mentioned, there is some evidence that says genetics has something to do with it, but there are also many choices that people make in their life and their lifestyles that help these super agers to maintain their cognitive abilities, maintain their memories, and stay active into their 80s and 90s and even at 100 years old. In fact, we'll get to a story, or we'll get to an example of a 100-year-old person in just a second. By the way, if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. The phone number is 844-967-2789. And just before the break, I was going over these seven secrets of the super agers. I left off with number four, and I didn't read the very last two lines of this, where they were talking about super agers prioritizing sleep. So I'd like to go back to that. And they say that during slumber, your brain clears away toxic waste that builds up early in the development of Alzheimer's disease. And the part that I didn't mention is that don't rely on drugs for sleeping, okay? There are other ways to get a normal night's sleep than relying on drugs. And the reason why you don't want to rely on drugs is because chronic use of prescription sleep drugs boosted the risk for dementia by 48% in a 2021 study of 4,197 people in their 70s. So obviously there are a lot of things you can do to get a better night's sleep, right? They tell you not to look at the computer, like what, for the hour or two before you go to sleep. Tell you to make sure you're in a dark room and should be a little cooler than the rest of your house. But they say don't use prescription drugs that could actually increase your possibility of getting dementia. So the number five secret as far as being a super ager says here that super agers protect their vision and their hearing. A University of Washington study found that at-risk adults who received hearing aids showed thinking and memory losses that were 48% slower compared with those who didn't. Another study found that those who had cataract surgery had a 29% lower risk for dementia compared with those who did not have the procedure. Treating poor vision could have prevented 100,000 current cases of dementia in the United States, according to a 2021 study. So that's important. Make sure your vision is good. Make sure your hearing is good. And if you need hearing aids, it's worth getting them, and also cataract surgery. I've never heard that before, that cataract surgery can make a difference in whether you get dementia or not. There are two other secrets to aging and becoming a super ager. We'll get to those in just a minute. I want to go to the phone lines. Looks like Linda from Eau Claire is on the phone. Good morning, Linda. Thank you for calling. What do you have to say today?
Well, a couple of things. What you had just mentioned about the cataract thing. Yes, that's very, very interesting. But also, just a little bit ago, you talked about how chronic use of sleep medicine can contribute to some dementia. I was prescribed trazodone for decades. And my doctor, probably about 8 years ago, said, Linda, you've been on this for a long time. Maybe you should get off of it. So I tapered off of it. And boy, my sleep has not been the same ever since. So I'm glad I'm off of it, but I never knew why she wanted me to taper off of it. Maybe this is why.
Linda, let me ask you a question. When you say that your sleep hasn't been the same, what do you mean? You're not able to sleep as well, or you're sleeping better?
Oh, no, not as well. It's hard to get to sleep sometimes.
Okay.
I wake up through the night, toss and turn. Sometimes I can't get back to sleep. I have to get up and do a little reading, have some sleepy time tea, and mm-hmm. then get back to bed. It's just very interrupted. And I did talk to the pharmacist recently and came across an over-the-counter medicine that does seem to be helping. Just very recently I've come across it. So okay. I am getting a little bit more relief now than right at the beginning there. But I want to get back to this thing about clean water in Wisconsin. It mm-hmm. infuriates me that our leaders have let it get to this point. When we have so water that's polluted, many of the beaches up here in Eau Claire, they're closed for various times through the summer. You can't go to them because of the algae. It's just disgusting. And it's our leaders, it's our politicians who won't do a dang thing about it and haven't, and they've let it get to this point. They're all responsible for this as far as I'm concerned. Another beef I have is how these companies are bottling in plastic bottles all this water, and why are we consuming it when it's only convenience?
Yeah. Hey, Linda, we've run out of time for this segment. I really appreciate your call. Those are all very good points. Thank you for calling. And we're going to take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate is taking up a plan today to spend more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field in order to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for another 27 years. As of yesterday, Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu was still trying to lock down enough votes to pass the bill. Legislative leaders typically don't schedule bills for floor votes unless they're sure to pass. We're getting a better idea today of how Wisconsin kids are doing on standardized tests. The Department of Public Instruction is issuing its report cards for school districts and individual schools today. Statewide report cards came out last month, and they show nearly 60% of Wisconsin students are not reading or doing math at grade level. Today's results will break down performance at the local level. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW 97.9, the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Three pot dispensaries in Menominee, Michigan will reopen after being shut down by the city 10 days ago. Yesterday, a circuit court judge lifted the temporary restraining order allowing Loom, Higher Love, and Nirvana Center to reopen. The city has been buried in lawsuits over the legality of its dispensaries. Menominee will hold an emergency city council meeting today to discuss the issue before a judge makes a final decision, which is scheduled for Wednesday morning. Menominee is a city of a little over 8,000 people that has 5 marijuana dispensaries. It's never too early to make holiday plans, or weekend plans for that matter. The National Railroad Museum is about to launch its Festival of Trees, which starts Thursday, November 16th, and runs through December 31st. Festival of Trees adds holiday charm to an already fascinating museum visit, and it does not cost anything extra. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis, with 35 points, hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' fifth all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
I mean, first, salute to Michael Redd. I mean, he's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to from time to talk to.
Baseball reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
That's Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 58. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear sky tonight, lows around 43. High of 60 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 38.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. UK.
Yes, let the music play. 9:35 right now. On a Tuesday morning, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm your guest host today. My name's Stu Daniels. Thank you for tuning in. And Earl will be back later this week. He's just taking a couple days off. And before the break, we were discussing super agers, people in their 80s and 90s and beyond who continue to have a strong memory and have a substantial life. You know, they can, they have cognitive abilities that are beyond what most people their age have. In other words, less cognitive decline as we age. This new research from University of California, Irvine shows that our brains actually shrink once we get past our 50s. And of course, our memories decline, becomes harder to remember things. But that isn't the case for everyone. It seems like some small percentage of the population don't decline the same way everybody else does. And we've been going over these seven secrets to super aging. We worked our way through the first five. The first secret, and by the way, this story that I'm reading is based on this UC Irvine study, but I found it at the AARP Bulletin. You know, AARP puts out a like a newspaper every month called the Bulletin. And this is where I'm getting this information from. A lot of good information. Secrets to super aging. The first one, super agers control their blood sugar and their blood pressure. Super agers talk to their friends a lot. In other words, socializing. Super agers avoid stress and prioritize mental health. Also, super agers prioritize sleep. That's number four. And number five is super agers protect their vision and their hearing. And before we get to the last two secrets to being a super ager, let's go to the phone lines. It looks like Susan from Kenosha is on the phone. Good morning, Susan. Thank you for calling. What do you have to say today?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm 73 years old. My head nurse that I still talk to and we engage in is 86 years old. Back in 1970, she and I started working for these two marvelous doctors. And they instructed us to take care of ourselves, and they told us the value of taking care of your body. We both smoked at the time we started working for these gentlemen, and they made us stop smoking. They also told us not to drink alcohol and also not to take medication unless absolutely necessary. We also, I still to this day, I walk maybe 3 miles a day. We get out and we exercise. We engage in the public. We do a lot of we help go out to different agencies and help other people and children with reading and all different kinds of abilities. We donate a lot of our time. Obviously, we're retired now. And another thing that we do is that we read a lot. I read about a book a month, if not more. And you have to engage your brain. You have to be able to, just by walking, I used to run, but just by exercising and walking, you need to get that blood to go from the top of your head down to the bottom of your feet. That's what they used to always tell us. And it is really true. Your first cognitive decline actually is 47 years of age. And when the 47 years of age is because of these, when you're young, you have the cell development and changing and cell replacement, and your body is just continuously in motion. But once you hit 47, there is decline in your body to reproduce these cells. It's like your skin, again, your outer skin changes every 7 years when you're young. Well, when you get older, that's not the case. So what you have to do is you have to get your body moving. And most people, what do? You go to work, you jump in a car, and you sit at your desk all day. And this is why we're aging so quickly. And if you look at the history of the country, and you look at the farmers, and you look at the people who worked hard all their life, they lived long lives. Genetics also has a portion of this because some people are just built to last longer. And it's not a bad thing and it's not a good thing. But if you don't take care of your body will not take care of you.
Yeah. Susan, I agree with everything you said, and it sounds like you've been able to figure this out quite a while ago with the help of these doctors. And let me ask you about those doctors. Did they live long lives and maintain their cognitive abilities well into their old age?
Yes. One of them is still alive, and he was 10 years older than me. And so they're doing really well. And I'm very happy for them because they got to enjoy their retirement. I feel bad. I really do feel sad for people who retire at 65 and never get to enjoy retirement, because that's one of the things I do enjoy. I still work part-time, believe it or not, but I also have time to see my grandchildren. I have time to see my friends, and I have time to give time to other people. And that's what makes me feel good, is to help go out there and help other people live their life in their own home if possible.
Yeah. That sounds like good advice. And Susan, thank you for calling today. I'm sure the information that you shared will inspire many of our listeners to try to follow a similar path that you've been able to follow with the help of these doctors who gave you this information, what, 50 years ago or more, which helps you now that you are at a more advanced age. So congratulations to you for listening to those doctors back in the day. And that's good. That's a success story right there. Well, let's get back to this article and the seven secrets of the super agers. So we're up to number six now. And it says here that super agers don't exercise more, but they push themselves physically. It says here that Spanish researchers found that what distinguished super agers most profoundly was that they have greater speed, mobility, agility, and balance than typical older adults, despite reporting the same exercise frequency. Okay, so they exercised at a similar rate, but they still had greater speed, mobility, agility, and balance. And one reason may be that super agers tend to do more demanding activities, such as gardening or stair climbing. In other words, walking a mile is good for you, but walking fast for a mile to get your heart rate up is better. And then number seven of these secrets, the seven secrets to super aging, it says here that super agers do more than Wordle. Super agers do crossword puzzles and Sudoku games more often than normal agers, but they are also more likely to frequently read, which we just heard is a good idea. They're more likely to frequently read, listen to music, travel, play games, and attend lectures and concerts. Variety is beneficial. says brain game researcher Aaron Seitz of Northeastern University, quote, "Your brain needs to do a lot of different things. If we want to do them well, science and common sense suggest exercising it in a lot of different ways," right? It's just like your body. It's like your physical body. You want to exercise in many different ways instead of just doing the same exercise over and over. And that makes for a better outcome. And it's the same thing with your brain, okay? Doing one type of puzzle is a good idea, but doing many different types of puzzles and challenging your brain, those are better things to do. So listening to music, reading, travel, playing games, attending lectures and concerts, all good things for your brain. You still want to be able to use it to its to the full degree as you age. So the 7 secrets of the super agers: control your blood pressure and your blood sugar, talk to friends, have a social life, avoid stress, prioritize mental health, make sure you get the right amount of sleep, prioritize sleep, protect your vision, protect your hearing, push yourself physically, and challenge your brain by doing puzzles and reading, going to lectures and concerts. Those are the 7 secrets to becoming a super ager. So in this article, there are also many examples of super agers. Some of these people I'm sure you've heard of. For instance, Norman Lear. Remember Norman Lear, the producer, television producer, screenwriter, the guy responsible for All in the Family and all of its spinoffs. He also did One Day at a Time. And he says that his secret weapon at the age of 100, that's right, Norman Lear is still alive and he's now 100 years old. He says his secret weapon is gratitude. And here's his quote. He says, "I can only attribute being a super ager to what is known in common parlance as the luck of the draw. I would add one factor only, and that is gratitude. The hour-by-hour feeling of appreciation for the gifts with which we are born or have had the ability to accumulate." Be grateful. Be grateful for everything you have. That's Norman Lear's secret. And I do have other examples of super agers. We'll get to those after we take a quick break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat
or power, or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover.
Yes, 50 ways to leave your lover. Hey, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, 9:51 right now. Stu Daniels filling in for Earl today. He'll be back later this week, just taking a couple days off. We are discussing super agers, what separates some people and makes them enjoy their cognitive abilities and their memories well into their 80s and 90s and beyond. What separates them? What makes them different? We went over the 7 secrets to becoming a super ager. Make sure you get plenty of sleep, watch your blood sugar, your blood pressure, have a good social life, avoid stress. Prioritize mental health and protect your vision, protect your hearing. You don't have to exercise more, but always be pushing yourself physically and challenge your brain by doing puzzles and going to lectures and concerts, reading, etc. And before I give you some more examples of super agers, let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Karina in Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina. Thank you for calling. What do you have to say today?
Hello, good morning. I just want to add, because it's almost time for you guys to be done. There is important things what I would want to know, public know, that I work for a pharmacy. It's a private pharmacy in Tinsville, and if you talk to your pharmacist, I'm not sure about Walgreens and CVS, because it's commercialized and very busy. We do have a cognitive tests, and we have a cognitive consultations, and it's actually some of it is covered by Medicare. So I would recommend for people when they go to the pharmacy to ask all these questions. Because we, as a pharmacy, have for the past 3 years, especially through the COVID, when the older people start showing up and saying that, you know what, we're sitting home and we see and we feel that we're getting older. We don't think as fast, or we don't want to read. We're just watching TV and not very active. So we develop all these programs with the supplements, and there's also a very important part that we always ask people to do is to look at their hormonal level, because unfortunately doctors don't cover that because they think that the other specialties will taking care of it. The testosterone for a man and the estrogen for a female is extremely important for their brain, because they have receptors in the brain, and if you don't have enough for that, then you developing slowness in your speech, in your thinking, and obviously shrinkage of a brain. And just want to give that information to people to make sure that they know that it's not only doctors, but also pharmacists might be able to help them.
Yeah, thank you for that information, Karina. Let me ask you this. Now, you said that that the pharmacists have developed a cognitive test. Is that what you said?
Well, we didn't develop. It's actually there, in existence, the cognitive test. You can't just come up with stuff. It's approved by psychology and psychiatry. Yes, there is a test, and there is a group of supplements, and my pharmacist actually asked for past labs and information what he can get to go over with the consultation with patients and figure out besides the pills, because pills do damage your body. Most of the medication work on mechanism on taking something out of your body. Like, simple example, blood pressure medication. You got to have a potassium with it, because the mechanism of medication is to find the potassium, pull it out of your body, and lower the blood pressure. A lot of doctors don't tell you because they think that pharmacists will do. You go to Walgreens and CVS, and they have no time to explain it to you. So, and then 6 months or a year on the road, you're getting a side effect. So it's better to go to the supplement first, if you can, and talk to your pharmacist or find the pharmacist who can help you, or come to our pharmacy. We always welcome people, and look into that.
Yeah, that is great information, Karina. Thank you very much for sharing that with our listeners. And the one thing I think that you stressed is that people may have more success at independent pharmacies compared to the big chain pharmacies. Is that right?
Yes, and only because obviously it's not corporate and we do have more time. People who open private pharmacies, it's not more expensive than Walgreens and CVS. It's prescription drugs are a cost pretty much everywhere if you have a contract with the insurance company. But the time, you open your own business so you can spend more time with patients. That's where you value it. And another factor, very important, doctor systems do not talk to each other. The only person in the provider in the healthcare who can see all your medication on one screen is a pharmacist. And again, Walgreens and CVS, unfortunately, don't have a time too much to evaluate your medications.
Yeah. Well, that's great advice, Karina. Thank you very much for calling in and sharing that information with our listeners today. That's valuable stuff. Thank you. Hey, we only have about a minute and a half left. And before we wrap things up, I want to give you one more example of a super ager. Okay. There are many examples in this story. And by the way, if you get the AARP bulletin, you can find all of this information in the new issue, the November issue. And one more example is Dr. Ruth. You remember Dr. Ruth Westheimer? She's now 95 years old. And she says her secret weapon is a love of life and talking. She says, when I was 10 years old, my family made the sacrifice of sending me to Switzerland. That's how I survived the Holocaust. For 6 years, I was in an orphanage in Switzerland, hoping the parents could get out, but they did not. But my love for life and my attitude toward life is because of my early years. Also, I exercise, and I exercise my mouth. I talk day and night. It exercises my brain. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great day, and I hope you learn something. Do something nice for someone. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Have a great day.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.